What's going on? This is Mike Floki Mason.
Hello, this is Griffin G-Dog.
Hey, what's up? This is Hector.
What up? This is Michael Sean, and we're the hosts of Swing No Combo, the Dragon Ball Fusion World card game podcast. This is your ultimate guide to mastering the Fusion World card game. Each episode, we'll dive into strategies, deck building tips, and gameplay analysis to help you unleash your inner champion. Whether you're a seasoned player or just starting out, we've got the insights you need to power up your skills and dominate the competition. Join us every episode as we explore the world of the Dragon Ball Fusion World card game. So shuffle your decks and let's get started.
Griffin, my boy, we are here.
We're here.
We have 7 Dragon Balls. We wish for Shenron, and he's going to be arriving in a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Not even.
But we got the balls.
Anyways, we have the full breakdown here of FBO 7, Wish for Shenron, and Griffin and I are going to be talking about that today. My name is Mike Floki Mason. Thank you guys for so much for hanging out with us. Again, big shout out to you guys listening to wherever you listen to this podcast. A lot of people have been giving a lot of great comments. And make sure you guys follow us wherever we are. And make sure you guys hit that 5 stars, you know. That helps the algo ever so slightly. But Griffin, there's a lot of new cards that we didn't even talk about in breaking news that, you know, could fundamentally change this game.
We only got so many chances to talk about new cards as they were coming out. But, oh boy, we just got the set list not too long ago, and there's a lot. It's wild.
Yeah. I think we got a full drop like a week ago. Like a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, because it dropped into Bandai. And the first card that I think we should really talk about is one of the big payoff for the Shenron deck, which is the big mill deck, and you get the 7 Dragon Balls in there, and then you get to play a 7 drop. It's Goku GT, 7 drop, 0 combo, triple strike.
Triple strike is a keyword that we saw in Masters, for anyone that played Masters. It is brand new to Fusion World with this card.
Yeah, and its on play is bananas.
It's a pretty good on play. Choose any number of battle cards whose total costs add up to 7 or less in your opponent's battle area and KO them. So it's kind of a board wipe.
Pretty good board wipe. On top of that, too, being able to, you know, have a triple striker, that deck can really funnel them out. I mean, we talked about the extra card. So in reality, you can play 2 7 triple strikers on the same turn if you really wanted to. I think this is what black as a color also needed, because, you know, granted, we had mid-range baby take down Roanoke, but decks like Gogeta, for example, decks like Goku GT, for example, they didn't have a way to really close games without, you know, overextending, or like they didn't have a way to push the envelope. And I think this card does it.
Yeah, I think you're entirely right. It might not even be a card in Shenron as much as it is a card for every black deck. You're so right. But with Shenron and the extra that we talked about, like turn 5, if you've milled your entire deck over and you have all the Dragon Balls in your drop, you get to use the Shenron, or no, you use the extra for 5, play a triple striker, swing at them for 3, and then use the Shenron ability, play another one from your drop, shuffle your deck back in, swing at them for 3 again.
It's insane. And also, like,
that's scary. I hate the idea that you can kill someone from 6.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, I was doing the math out just in general, 6-3, 5-2.
Yeah. It's gnarly.
It is very gnarly.
Like, even if you go 5-2, it's double strike.
It's,
and black has some of the best double strike. That Bardock is a really good double striker.
I don't think Bardock makes the cut going forward, though.
Maybe not for Shenron, but for other black decks as like 1. Maybe 2.
So I've been playtesting a little bit of Gogeta. I've been theory crafting a little bit.
Yeah.
So with Marker now, you have a play where you can play 4 drop SCR.
Mm-hmm.
5 on turn 5, you can play the Goku that draws 2.
Yep.
Into Gogeta 6.
Yep.
Into triple striker.
That's a hell of a curve.
And then you can also, or if you don't want to play the Goku that draws 2 and swings double attack, you can also just drop 2 SCRs and just have the card draw.
Set 3 black set 3 black SCR remains possibly the best black card, but it's got a contender now with this card. But there's some other cards to talk about.
Yeah.
There is There's another very neat SCR that I'm excited about, and it is Beast Gohan from the superhero movie. I've said it before. Superhero was the first Dragon Ball that I watched before getting into Fusion World.
It's 5K combo, and the fact that it's an 8-drop 5K combo at a 50K number is absolutely insane. And the effect also on top of that does so much wonders for the Orange Piccolo deck. What it does is that it, on play, place 5 of your energy into your owner's drop. Choose one battle card on your opponent's battle area and place it into your owner's drop. Important. Then add up to 5 cards with the cost of 3 or more from your drop to your energy. Mind you, the Gohan 4 drop specifies SH. This doesn't.
Nope. As it shouldn't. This is such a crazy card. It has a just a big number. It is demanding so many cards from your opponent. On top of that, it kind of costs 3 when you have 8 energy because you get those energy back ready to use. You can do almost anything you want with that. You can play more guys. I like the idea of using special beam cannon from set 3.
Could be an idea. You can do that.
Give plus 40, make Gohan swing 90, kill 2 things.
Yeah.
Crazy card.
I think the fact that this card, too, also has 5K combo.
That means you could just run it at 4.
Yeah.
With no consequence.
There's literally no consequence to it. I think also with the deck Orange Piccolo, there's been a lot of talk online about how this deck is going to be played. And I have workshopped the personal list that I'm going to be building.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. I didn't think how crazy this deck can be just on paper. I've been watching a lot of Japanese players also play it. But being able to play an 8-drop, then play the 5-drop Orange Piccolo SR.
Yeah, one into the other. That's just so energy efficient. And I love the idea with your leader ability. You can just make any swing just now at a 50K. They're not going to combo and kill it. That's crazy.
I mean, we were talking about that last episode. It's like, do you take the 50? Do you block out? Like, you know, how many cards out of your hand that's going to be?
It is demanding so many resources for a card with 5K combo.
Actually insane. But those were the two SCRs that we got, and that's I think our two of our picks for the two favorite cards that we had.
They're crazy cards.
They are very crazy cards. Speaking of crazy cards, Michael Sean and Hector of Swing No Combo picked two retro cards that we got from this set.
Yeah, let's talk about some retro support. Michael Sean here has mentioned that there is a new Android 16 for the Android 18 deck.
Which, by the way, if you didn't watch the last or listen to the last episode of Swing No Combo, it went in full depth about this card. But for just a reminder, it is a 25K, 5K combo Android 16 3 cost on play, add up to one card from your life to your hand. Then the next time you would use a card with Android and special trait as an extra, if you have Android 18 and leader, I'm paraphrasing, you can play it for free. This means Bleak Future becomes an efficient way on turn 3. You have a 25K body. You can swing into a cantrip. The Android 17 promo, as much as Michael Sean's dismay, is a broken situation. We've joked about that so many times. If you know, you know. 10 cost worth of stuff on turn 4.
Yeah, what a good sequence. Just that 4-cost Android 17, you play 16, plays the field for free, or even just turn 3, getting that field established was always the weakest turn that Android 18 had to take in the early game, but it had to take it, otherwise the deck wasn't really useful.
Right, exactly. And I feel like now, and we were talking about it too, being able to play Griffin's favorite card, Self-Destruct, for free.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, no. So you can play. So in reality, and it's the next time you play an extra. Keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's not. It is not a immediately play. It's correct. A next time you play. There's a lot of those effects with Kid Goku and some other leaders that. And some other effects that reduce the cost of extras. That's wild.
Yeah, so it's over by the draw 2 that Android 18 has. So you can, in reality, play the 16, not use the effect of 16 yet, swing into a battle card, kill the battle card. Oh, hey, draw 2 cards.
Draw 2 for free.
It's pretty good.
That is actually Pot of Greed.
But speaking of one more card that's brand new, that's retro support, Hector. We got to talk a little bit at the day of recording. We talked this morning about it, and I think this card in general changes Broly BR from a solid deck to a pretty good deck.
Yeah, you might be right. This Chilai is a 2-cost, 10k combo, only 5k power, but that's not really the point of it. What it says is, on play, if your leader is Broly BR and you have 4 energy, play 1 Broly BR with a cost of 4 from your hand. So now we're cheating out the 4 drops. It was already cheating out the 8 drops, but now we're cheating out the 4 drops.
He needs it.
Does he? Yeah. I don't know if he did.
So the thing is with this, and I got a couple playlines from this. So you can play the 2-drop, this new 2-drop Chilai into the 4-drop that you discard a card, play a 1-drop.
Yep.
So you can pump it to a 7, play the Chilai, swing with Broly, and you can actually awaken that turn and have that effect, which is...
Oh, yeah. You play the 1-drop Chilai and awaken. Yep.
Yep. So there's so many tech tools that this card can allow.
What do you think you do with that extra 2 energy now on turn 4?
Warm greeting, planet Vampa. Mm.
Oh, yeah, you can play Vampa right on the same turn. That's so good.
Yeah, so what you can do is you can, if you draw into Vampa later, you can play this, play the 4-drop, and then you swing with that, swing, play the Chilai that protects, awaken, play the 8-drop, and then, oh, by the way, you still have 2 energy for Vampa.
Yeah, that gives you a reason not to discard your extra Vampas, because you can use it. Play the Chilai, play another Vampa, comes in ready to use, draw another card.
Yeah, you can also still play the hit from the Giblet starter deck in there.
Yeah, some of those starter deck Giblet cards are really good.
Yeah, you can play that. You can still play Warm Greeting at 2. There's a lot of good tools that combo is going to allow.
It gives it some really good early game aggression that it didn't have before. It would have to take turns off of searching and drawing, but this lets it just kind of hit the ground running.
I think, too, I feel like those 2 cards that we talked about, the 16 and the Chilai specifically, has given new life to both of those decks. And I think that overall, when looking at all of the support that we've gotten from FBO7, it gives so many decks new opportunity to make a splash in the meta. That said, though, it looks like the podcast. So I gave everybody a prompt. I said, pick one new leader from this set that you think you're most excited about. And the 4 of us, we were split 50-50.
Yeah.
Half of us said Orange Piccolo. The other half said Omega Shenron.
And look at us. We disagree. We can talk about it.
Exactly. So I think when we were talking about the leaders initially during that breaking news bit that we had, you hyped up Omega Shenron a lot. I hyped up Orange Piccolo a lot. And
definitely.
Seeing the support that we got overall for the set, how do you feel now about it?
How I feel now about it is that I think maybe you were right. I think maybe the Omega Shenron cards, it's one of those decks that I really need to see it in practice because its tools are really strong. It has another 3 energy draw 2 turn off blocker. It has a way to get rid of barrier. But I'm wondering if it's chains of 2-drop plays 3-drop from your drop area, or like the Raid Shenron that costs 3 and you play a 4-cost Raid Shenron from your drop. I'm wondering if those are good enough. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I think the big combo that you get from that is the Sin Shenron into Omega Shenron play.
Sin Shenron into Omega Shenron is very good, but that is a 5 energy turn.
It is. It takes a little bit. And I do think there's going to be support that you play retroactively that could help that out.
Yeah, I think it's set 5. There's a 2-drop Vegeta that when it attacks, you can take up to 1 life and mill 3 cards.
Yeah, that's really, really good. You can play things like Pan if you really want to.
Yeah, Pan is such great hand selection.
You have that. You also can play the Goku as well from FBO5. If you have 20 in drop, you can make an extra card free.
Yeah, I was tweaking with that earlier today, actually. I was just looking at it because I really want Omega Shenron to work. I really want Blue to be back. And that card specifically spoke out to me as, okay, you're milling your whole deck into your drop anyway. And the card that it plays for free, the extra, doesn't say what the extra has to be.
Yeah.
So it can be a Shadow Dragon card.
Exactly. And I think the other cards too, you could play things like 6-drop Vegito.
Yeah, 6-drop Vegito will be really good.
Also, the Floodgate in that deck, the 4-drop Vegito, actually could work. But
it could work.
The thing is, having that 20 in drop, so it's like dependent on how much you put back into the bottom of the deck. There's so many variables that you have.
Right.
That deck's math is going to be crazy.
So Omega Shenron doesn't want 20 cards in drop. It wants 7 Shadow Dragons in drop.
Just to awaken.
Just to awaken. And then it wants to keep enough Shadow Dragons in drop to play its extras for free, but not lose all of your tools.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. But the fact that you can recycle super combos is pretty good.
Eventually you recycle the super combos. You have to get all the way through the deck again, which it might be able to do. It seems like the deck will draw and pitch to drop a lot.
Right.
The only problem is with all that retro, all the retro cards, we say retro, all the cards previously that help the mill archetype are not Shadow Dragons. So you're going to slowly accumulate things and drop that you can't get back.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be like a blend of maybe playing a couple tech pieces, but a deck that, you know, could metaphorically play tech pieces and still be really good is Orange Piccolo. God, I don't want to be glazing on this podcast so bad, but when I tell you the fact that we have a double blocker now, multiple double blockers in this game is going to be a little nuts. You do have to think about, you know, do you play the 5-drop Gohan from FBO2 to protect the 3-drop blocker? There's rhyme or reason you could play the 9-drop Broly. There's a lot of different things you can do with that deck. I just think the principle of it is that if you don't see 4-drop Gohan on curve, you are behind.
I think you're absolutely right in the sense of this deck is a lot more flexible with old cards that it can use and not suffer. The only thing that's going to cause you to not want to play as many old cards is that there's a searcher for superhero. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to put those at the bottom.
Yeah. But
other than that, you have access to any old green ramp support.
Yeah. So the idea I had, and I'll spoil a little bit, and I'm going to give the news already. You play the human package in this deck. No questions asked.
I think you're right. I was looking at it too. I think you're right.
Yeah. You play the 1-drop Bulma. You can pitch any superhero that's 3-drop or higher. To filter, you also do that with Gamma 2 or Gamma 1.
The Android 18 also gets a superhero back from your drop, right?
Yeah, but she's not Earthling, so...
No, but you can load your drop with things to get back with... You use the 1-cost Bulma, pitch a 3 or less superhero. Later on, play the 18, grab it back.
Yeah, so there's a... That's a really good point. That's a really good point. And the thing is, Hercule has been proven... by a multitude of players.
Great card.
Probably the best card. There's a reason why I just picked up my playset finally.
Finally? You didn't have one?
I never did.
You didn't have your playset? Such a good card. 2-drop Hercule is just on play. If you have 6 or more energy, you get 2 1-drop Earthlings back from drop.
Yeah, no.
It's
you,
just so good.
It's the curve on that card is silly.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for that. Obviously, the defensive side of it is going to be really interesting to see play out.
I agree with you. I think that deck is going to be a very, very defensive deck. It might have enough tools to really sustain to the long game when green is at its strongest.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. This is Michael Sean, and I'd just like to let you know that this podcast was recorded in Unison Studios. If you would like to record your own podcast or learn more about how to produce your own audio projects, you can go to unisonstudios.org to find out what it's all about. The studio is owned and operated by one of your hosts, me, and it has everything you need to produce your own audio projects. Please don't hesitate to reach out with any questions. That's unisonstudios.org. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
We do have to talk about the other two colors, red and yellow. I'm going to be honest. You know, I used to play a lot of red.
Mm-hmm.
I think them buffing Android 18 in this set, I kind of dig, only because we've been seeing so much Cell. That said, though, Cell got a new 5-drop chain ender.
Cell did get another 5-drop chain ender. What is it? A 4-cost that
it's a 5-cost.
It's a 5-cost that has, it's 40K. It has a plus 10 when you're awakened, I believe.
Yeah. So what it is, no. So what it does. This card is actually, this card is silly. I wish more people talked about it. It's a 5-cost 30K, 5K combo. If your leader has only Android and special traits, it doesn't have to be awakened.
Oh, that's just free.
Yeah, this card gets plus 10K, and then on play, choose up to 1 battle card, 15K or less and KO it.
God, I forgot it did more than just be big.
Yeah, no. So the fact that you can sell, so you can play the four drop, minus something from my 10, swing, then activate effect, play that, pop that dude, swing again.
I think that's going to make Cell incredibly obnoxious because yep. the win condition against Cell was to outlast their four or five drops. Now there's eight of them. That's a lot more to work your way through than four.
Yeah, and the fact that it's 30K in hand and then 40K on board.
It's a 40K. That's too big. You can't swing 40. You can't swing 40K with a card and your leader.
Listen, but yeah, no, I think Red has a, to get back to the other leaders that we got in the set.
We should probably talk about Red, like evolve. What the bulk of the Red in this set is.
I think evolve as a mechanic, I think is awesome to see. I feel like a lot of I feel like this set was a lot of like retro support in terms of like mechanics coming yep. back, and like we're getting cards that support old decks from Fusion World. That said, though, I think there's couple of really star highlights. You know, we talked about the six drop.
Yeah, we talked about the six drop and evolve for anyone that doesn't remember. The cliff notes is basically you can take the card with evolve from your hand and you can play it for the evolve cost on top of the card that it says that it goes on top of.
Yeah,
so for the six drop Goku, it needs to go on a Goku mini Daima or a Goku Daima that has 25,000 battle power or more.
Yeah, just something like that. So and then we also got a Vegeta too, that gets protection in the deck. There's also
I gotta be honest, I think the Vegeta line might be a trap.
Yeah, it is. I think
the Vegetas don't have combo on them. The Gokus are stronger, and the promo for set release is a Goku with evolve. So you're gonna have you can play like 12 different two drops that are the prerequisite for the promo and the six drop SR. To evolve onto them.
Yep.
So half your deck ish is going to be eligible for that.
Yeah. I mean, you might tech a couple of the Vegetas in there just because of the mini Daima, for example, minuses something by 15.
Right.
So there's definitely could be some realm for it.
I do think that the red Daima coming up is going to be a contender for the meta with how aggressive it can be. The new two drop coming out says, on play, if your leader is awakened, it gets plus 10. The reason that matters is because buffs that apply the turn, I'm trying to think of a way to say it.
Yeah, no, they carry over.
Certain buffs based on how they apply. If it is a permanent effect buff, it will not apply. But if it is a temporary buff like on play, it keeps it. So you play that Goku, you play the SR on top of that, you keep that plus 10. So it swings 50 twice, not 40.
Yeah, it's really good. I think Super Saiyan Daima actually is going to be more of a threat this set.
Yeah, just like I had said there, turn two, play the goat. Well, no, I guess you wouldn't get both buffs. So that's like a late game play.
That's a mid game play.
Turn five, then you play the two drop, then you pay three, put it on top, use the leader effect to give it. You're swinging 60 twice.
Yeah, no. And you were talking about 40 before.
And that's only turn five.
And it enjoys 60s. But you have been very candid about yellow. So I'm going to give you your soapbox. Tell me about yellow, the set.
Yellow's fun. Frieza looks like it is the most casual of casual decks. That leader effect is neat. It's cool. The new Golden Frieza lets you, at the end of your turn, you pay one, you look at the top card of your life, and you play a Golden Frieza, or no, a Frieza Clan cost six or less. So with that, you can play set two Golden Frieza SCR, you can play the new five-drop Golden Frieza coming out, you can play five-drop Frieza Double Striker. The problem with that is that there's no way to heal.
Like, there's support cards in the set. There's
one card. It is a 5-drop King Cold, 25,000 battle power. I think it has 0 combo or 5K combo that says if you played it off of the Frieza leader ability, you heal. And it's just a bad blocker.
Listen,
it is gimmicky, so I'll try it. I like gimmicks, but it's not tournament viable, I don't think.
Listen, Bandai, we love you. I gotta say, you know, Bandai probably heard our cries. Was like, you know what, swing team swing no combo. We heard that you guys have been doing with yellow. They heard the community. It's like, you guys, we've been dealing with yellow too much. Let me just tone it down a little. That said, though, there is some support cards that this color got.
So the card I am the most excited for in this set is a yellow card.
Damn. I can't believe you got it.
Let me pull up the wording.
No, I have it right here. Can I read it? Can I read it?
You may.
Sweet. So it's called And Don't Dream of Resurrecting Again.
And don't. Don't do it.
Don't you dare. Activate battle opponent's turn. If your leader is Vegeta, your card in battle gets plus 10K for the battle. That's not even the crazy part.
Wait. Build suspense.
I can't believe you're making me do this. Then your opponents can attack using battle cards that cost 5 or more.
That is the Cell Ender right there. You use that extra when they swing the 4-drop, and then they play their 5-drop. Can't swing. That is the Boo Ender. They play their 5-cost Boo into the other one. If they swing anything first, nah, you can't double strike,
man.
It's Broly Ender too. Broly was kind of hard.
Daima, the new Daima deck.
Oh yeah, it is the kind of card Yellow Vegeta need to deal with those really big swings.
I mean, we thought Blue Power Awakening the minigame was enough.
Blue Power Awakening the minigame was cool and all. Listen, I've definitely gone on client and in person and just blue powered 6-drop after 6-drop like 3 or 4 turns in a row.
But now you don't have to.
Now I don't have to.
So. And, Mike, I think Vegeta's one of those decks, you know, we've had our banter about it.
It is one of those decks that has just a generic effect that the more and more cards come out, the more and more it's going to grow and adapt with the meta.
You think that deck is going to be a really, really good deck, Griffin? Don't do that to me.
I hope so. Listen, that's my deck.
So I think that is going to be that. But speaking of old archetypes, so Yellow Vegeta, but you also wrote down Tournament of Power.
Yeah, I've been messing around with Tournament of Power recently. I didn't play during that era of the game, so I didn't see it firsthand. But the leader is such a cool leader. It's you pay one, you discard a card, and you can play a Tournament of Power from your hand with 20,000 power or less, which is really cool. In the past, you'd play the Kefla plays things, you're just spitting out bodies, playing guys. What they did in this set is they gave it a new card. Kefla remains banned, which it probably should be. It's very strong.
At one.
New Son Goku. Permanent, your turn if your leader's awakened, gets plus 10,000 power. That makes sense. So it's not really a 20K, which is the idea of most of the Tournament of Power cards. They get a passive buff once you're awakened. The special part is on play, if your leader is Tournament of Power, draw 2 cards.
So it's...
It is card neutral with the leader ability.
It's pretty good. And it's also card plus if you don't use the leader ability.
Yeah, if you just are playing it normally, let's just draw 2.
It's just draw 2.
Yeah. 10K combo.
Yeah, by the way, 10K combo.
I'm ready to try out some Top Q this set as well.
Yeah, Top Q looks really, really good. If you guys heard the last podcast, I do apologize.
I'll time it.
Yeah. There was a lot of times I talked about Vegito. I think Vegito is one of my favorites. I talked about Gogeta this episode, Android 18 as well, the Android 16 in general, I think. Vegito 3-drop, just as a reminder of what that deck is going to be doing now, it is a 3-drop 25K, 5K combo. Add up to 1 card from your life to your hand, then mill 3, and then activate main. 1, place this card in the battle area in your owner's drop. If your leader is Vegito, you play a 4-drop. So that just means you can play, for just a quick recap, you have 8 copies of the Floodgate. You have another handful of copies of the cheat Vegito. So you have a lot of great ways, a lot of green game enders potentially. But we need to talk about Michael Sean's pick because this dude picked Trunks.
Yo, I think Trunks could be back. So let me explain. So it's FBO6. A new promo comes out. It's Vegeta Mini. It takes a deck that was so horribly unplayable and brings it to the top blue spot. With a very similar effect as this Trunks. On play, you play a battle card with a cost 1 or less from your hand. So you get to play one of your 1 costs for free. That could be Mai to get the Awaken. That could be any of your 1-drop draws. And then, when attacking, if your leader is Trunks Future, choose all battle cards in your opponent's battle area and reduce their cost by 2 for the turn. Then choose one battle card with the cost of 1 or less in your opponent's battle area and return it to their hand.
I will say 2 of these on board is devastating.
Oh, actually, it is choose up to one battle card with a cost of 1 in a battle area and return it to its owner's hand. You can return your own.
If you really wanted to.
You can. I mean, that helps you protect your Videls and stuff.
Yeah, I think too, we're going to see a lot of, you know, 3-drop and like 2-drop to 3-drop become such a prevalent thing in this meta, as it already is. I mean, obviously Kid Buu and things like Cell have really been hovering around that 1-3. So having a way to bounce that back to hand, you know.
Yeah, it's great removal. You're right. Just having 2 of these on board, you're bouncing 5-drops back to hand all day.
All day, every day. And then the final archetype that Swing No Combo is hyped about is from Hector.
Okay, I don't know if Swing No Combo is hyped about it or Hector is hyped about it.
Listen, he's part of Team Swing No Combo, so we have to endorse it because he said it. King Goma.
I think there's 3 cards.
They got a couple cards to set. I think they got a new cert, 1-drop. They got
They did get a very bad searcher.
They got 2 boss monsters.
Yep.
So we have a new SR for Goma. It is a 5-drop, 35k, 5k combo. This card's name is also treated as King Goma DA in all areas. On play, discard 2 cards from your hand. Draw 1 card for each type with field that includes Demon Realm or Demon World in its special trait in your drop. Activate main. Place this card in a battle area in your owner's drop. Play a King Goma DA with a cost of 4 or less from your drop.
So not only is this letting you cycle your deck, create, like the last time we saw a draw 3 on a card, it was meta changing. So you're pitching to drawing 3 because you have 3 different types of fields. And then you can also replay
the
4-drop Goma that plays a field from your drop. You're getting so much.
That's a lot of value. Like, imagine you play the 5-drop, right? And then you replay the 4-drop and you play Planet Omega, the Planet Omega, and then you draw another card.
it's a lot.
So
you're playing this stuff from your drop, so you're not really taxed on your hand at all.
I will say, I feel like the only detriment, I want to see how this deck plays, because, you know, you can be drawing a bunch of cards, but, you know, is that going to end games?
I don't know. I mean, 5-drop into 4-drop, 30, is it, what is it, 35 into 30, leader swing. There's a lot happening there.
Yeah.
And you're playing guys for free with the leader swing in the fields, too.
Yeah. So, but those are our picks overall for what we're most excited about for FBO7 Wish for Shenron. I think we've all wished for a new format. But speaking of new format, you're going to be probably going to your pre-releases very soon and trying to win some promos. We have Mr. I've won so many promos across from me right now because my man loves him some sealed. And he has a couple tips for you guys to help you shuffle up and get ready for those pre-release events. Griffin, take it away.
Yeah, so for your pre-release events, there's a few things to remember. You got to remember that your leader has all names and all traits. So cards like the 3 cost, Ice Shenron, that bottom decks a card. If your leader has Shadow Dragons in its traits, counts. And then the 1-drop Krillin that can stun your opponent's card also counts because it calls for superhero in your leader's types. Mm-hmm. So things like that still work properly. You just have to pick whatever leader effect you like. I recommend something generic, like any of the starter deck leaders minus Broly are pretty good for this. Yeah, just pick a leader that's not tied to an archetype that just gives you generic turn-by-turn value. There's so many archetypal cards and leaders coming out that you got to go to the basics with these. And something that needs to be looked at is there's a lot of cards in red specifically that talk about Evolve for its effect to work. In the set, there's only the 2 cards with Evolve, and they're both SRs. So I would just say stay away from those. Try to just focus on your generic good stuff cards. Like, there's a lot of really good, like, commons and uncommons that'll help you. That Topku card we talked about, since your leader counts as turning into power, that's just a 4-cost draw 2.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Again, this is a small, like it's a limited game environment. You're not going to be able to, you know, you're going to be able to test a lot of different stuff and really see some things might not have crazy amounts of value off rip. You just got to be able to pick and choose, be proper with it. And you made a really good point, you know, with the diamond card specifically. Make sure when it comes to like your super rares, a lot of people, you know, like to kind of revolve around those sometimes. I think if you see them something like the orange Piccolo as an SR in your pool and maybe the Gohan SR, you are in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, I think the Gohan will be the best SR to see because I put two turns ahead for energy. And that's so strong in a limited pool. But you really have to focus on those commons and uncommons as that is going to be 80% of your pool.
Truth. So those are our picks. Thank you, Griffin, for bestowing the knowledge to the people about sealed.
Also, play vanilla cards. They're easy 10Ks in charge.
But guys, before we get out of here, please let us know in the comment section down below, what are you excited about FB07 Owesh for Shenron? We would love to hear from you guys as we like to every single episode. Before we get out of here, we gotta give some love to some credits. So this episode was produced, guests today were myself, Mike Flokey Mason, and Griffin G-Dog. We were here at Unison Studios recording this podcast for you guys. And the producer of this podcast, I think, is going to be a mixture of everybody. Michael Sean is probably going to be like, why are you writing saying that? It's okay. It's for the funny memes.
We're trying to acknowledge everything that goes into this podcast and everyone that helps make it happen.
Thank you for saying that. But guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I hope you guys are ready for FB07 as much as we are. We'll take you guys next time.
Good luck in your ultimate battles coming up. That's where we're going right now.
Bait.
You did it. You've made it all the way through this episode of Swing No Combo. Hopefully, you're ready to put some new skills into practice in your next games. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we're looking forward to having you back next time on Swing No Combo, the Dragon Ball Fusion World card game podcast.